Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome, New York. Welcome all of our listeners all over the country. If you're tuned in to us through sportsmancave.com, welcome. If you're tuned in to us on WFAS in New York, welcome. We're recording today, Friday, the 5th of July, for our Sunday show on the 7th. Roy is out of the studio right now. We're expecting a call from him sometime because he's off on holiday, as many people are. And the reason that we're recording today and we're not going to be live on Sunday morning is because Matthew is going on vacation for a week. And Matt, well-deserved vacation. And, you know, where are you going? Tell everybody where you're going.
I'll be going to Deep Creek Lake in Western Maryland.
Well, now, Deep Creek Lake, there have been several movies filmed there. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Dirty Dancing filmed at Deep Creek Lake?
I haven't gone into the history of it. I know that they have a cabin with my name on it, so I'll be able to do some reading.
That sounds like fun. We're going to have a couple of interviews today. We're going to have an interview with Gary Myers, who we had on the show 2 or 3 weeks ago, and a lot of people have requested that we put Gary back on, and we're going to put him back on because that's less work for me, and it was a phenomenal interview, if I may say so myself. We're also going to have my interview with Michael Kadire of the Colorado Rockies, the outfielder in his 16th professional season in baseball, who's only 33 years old and just recently ended a 27-game hitting streak. Michael Kadire's hitting .340. He's scored a lot of runs. He's driven in a lot of runs. He will make the National League All-Star team, which will be managed by my good friend Bruce Bochy. And he won't be the only – excuse me – he won't be the only outfielder on the team, obviously. Three members will be voted on. Right now, even though he was out over a month because he ran into a wall, Bryce Harper is right at number three. Also, Carlos Gonzalez of you know, Michael Kadire's teammate with the Colorado Rockies is number two. And number one is Carlos Beltran, who I would have left off the team, but you really can't leave him off. Because the St. Louis Cardinals are playing extremely well. They have been all year. The Pittsburgh Pirates right now are the story of Major League Baseball because the Pirates were in first place all this past week. Them and the Cardinals are definitely both going to make the playoffs unless the Pirates fold up like a cheap suit, which hopefully they won't. You know, Clint Hurdle, their manager, is obviously probably the leading candidate for manager of the year in the National League. In the American League, could be almost anybody. The Yankees are hanging tough. I mean, they're hanging very, very tough. But right now, things are tightening up all over because now you have the Toronto Blue Jays who won 9 out of 10 in about a two-week period, and they're looking a lot better. And a lot of people picked the Blue Jays to win the American League East. Right now, Boston has a 4.5-game lead over Baltimore, and the New York Yankees are 6 games back, Tampa Bay 6.5 games back, Toronto is 11 games back. I think you can take a pen and cross it through Toronto, but I think everybody else in the American League East, because they're all a minimum 6 games over .500, all have an opportunity and a chance to do that, to make the playoffs. Right now, Detroit and Cleveland are almost in a virtual tie. They go back and forth each week. Detroit right now has a 1.5-game lead over the Cleveland Indians. But you got to like Detroit, who I picked to go back to the World Series this year before the season started. They're 46-38. They've hit a few rough spots. Their ace, quote-unquote, Justin Verlander, who I don't think is their ace right now. Obviously, when you have a guy on your team that's 13-0, as Max Scherzer is, he probably is their ace right now. Justin Verlander, the Detroit Tiger ace, who just signed a huge deal in the offseason this past year, is probably not the ace of the Tigers right now. Max Scherzer, who is 13-0 with a 3.09 ERA and 116 and two-thirds innings. Max Scherzer has only given up 81 hits, has 139 punch-outs, and has given up a 196 batting average against. Max Scherzer should start the All-Star game. Whether we see Justin Verlander or not remains to be seen. I find it hard to believe that two Detroit starters would get an inning or two in the All-Star game. Looking at that, Iwakuma from Seattle leads the league in ERA. He will make the squad. Frankie Hernandez with Seattle, 2.69 ERA, 8-4. He'll make the squad. Bartolo Colon, who did 50 games a year ago and now is 11-3 with a 2.78 ERA for the Oakland Athletics, is going to make the team. Yu Darvish, obviously, with Texas will make the team. Chris Sale with the White Sox should make the team. Irvin Santana with Kansas City, maybe. Maybe not, but if he does make the team, he may be the only Kansas City Royal on the team. Your Yankee, your pinstripe guy, Hiroki Kuroda, 2.95. He's pitched extremely well all year. Max Scherzer, we already talked about. Derek Holland with Texas, 3.13, may not make the team. Bud Norris with Houston. You know, I don't think Bud is the guy that's going to make the team. I think Houston is going to do it with an infielder. Which is, in my opinion, is a better fit for them. Justin Masterson is having a great year. He's 10-6, 3.48 ERA. It's amazing the difference in earned run average in the American and the National League because, you know, one of their at-bats two-thirds of the time is a pitcher. So, you know, you got that. Verlander, 3.54. Wilson with the Angels, 3.63. I say no, he doesn't make it. And then you got to take a look at the relief pitchers in the American League, which shouldn't be much of a problem. These are the guys that, you know, most of the managers want to have when the game's on the line anyway. But let's look at the National League standings real quick. The Atlanta Braves, still six games ahead of Washington. I actually got to go. We've been rained out. My baseball team, my college wooden bat team in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, the Vienna River Dogs, has been rained out three times this week. We went to ball games every night if the Nats played. Washington, six games back. Philadelphia, four games under 500, 8.5 games back. Then you got the Mets, 35-47, 12.5 games back. You got Miami, 20 games below 500, 32-52. They're done for the year, obviously. So are the Mets. But the Mets, you know, are building on something. At least they're trying to sell that to everybody. Pittsburgh, geez, they're in first place. A game and a half out in front of the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, they're 20 games over 500. Let me repeat that. The Pittsburgh Pirates, who everybody gave up on in the last 10, 15 years. They haven't really had a team since Bonilla and Bonds. They started out like gangbusters last year, but then they fizzled in the second half. St. Louis in second place. Cincinnati only 3.5 games back. The Cubs and the Brewers, and I love the Brewers because my old friend John Nairn is the hitting coach, and his little brother Jerry, not that little, but his younger brother Jerry is the bench coach for them. They are 16 games under 500 and are doing it with mirrors. In the West, the Wild Wild West, my San Francisco Giants are six games under 500. They're 39, and they've won two World Series in the last 3 years. They're 39-45, but they're not out of it. Colorado's two and a half games back of Arizona. They're two games under 500. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 44-41, and they're 2.5 games out in front. Anything could happen in the West. Anything. And it's probably going to end up happening. Anyway, when we get back, we're gonna listen to my interview with Gary Myers, and we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about Gary's book, which, by the way, I've read now three quarters of the book. It's one of the best books I've ever read. It is going to be a heck of a show today. Stay tuned and listen. This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.